Game 2 of the Women's National Basketball Association Finals is set for tonight in Minneapolis. The Minnesota Lynx face the Atlanta Dream. The Lynx lead the series after winning Game 1 on Sunday, where they played in front of a near-record crowd. But after 15 seasons, the WNBA is still having trouble attracting fans and making money. Matt Sepik of Minnesota Public Radio reports.
A few days before Game 1 of the finals, reporters are encircling WNBA veteran Taj McWilliams Franklin outside the women's locker room at the Target Center. While the 40-year-old Lynx forward is in her 13th season with the league, she says it's only now that she gets shouts of encouragement when she walks down the street.
This is my first WNBA city where I've had those kind of rabid, crazy fans, and I mean, I'm so excited for this game, for them to come out, and it's going to be packed and loud and exciting, and it's what the WNBA Finals is supposed to be.
The Lynx 27-7 season was the only respite for Minnesotans let down by a dismal year for other pro sports. Season ticket holder Karen Silty is a die-hard Lynx fan. She says the women's game is great basketball, fun to watch, and uncorrupted by multi-million-dollar egos.
It's team ball. It's unselfish. A lot of NBA teams are all about one-on-one basketball. You don't see that very often in the WNBA, where a player will kind of go one-on-one against another player.
But most WNBA teams, even the Lynx, still have trouble attracting fans like Karen Silty. Ticket giveaways are common, and average league attendance this year was below 8,000. Still, there are a few positive signs. The WNBA is reporting its best TV ratings in 6 years, and it just signed a reported 8-figure sponsorship deal with Boost Mobile. The cell phone carrier's logo appears on most WNBA uniforms, something rare outside NASCAR. Lynx Chief Operating Officer Conrad Smith says this shows the league may be turning a corner. And while the team doesn't make its finances public, he says the Lynx could turn a profit this year for the first time in nearly a decade.
First couple of years we were profitable, and then we got away from it. But this year, and obviously the playoffs and how that all shakes out, we'll know at the very end how we did, which is great news for the league and our ownership group.
But if it takes a trip to the finals to turn a profit, how has the league survived for 15 seasons? The reason, says Smith College economist Andrew Zimbalist, is that NBA franchises continue to subsidize their co-owned women's teams, and that's something that may not last.
Whenever you have a league where the average team is losing money, even if it's coming close to breaking even, it means that some teams will be substantially below that. I think that people have a limited amount of patience for yearly operating losses, particularly in a difficult economic environment.
In the NBA, the player lockout just began its fourth month, but Zimbalis says because the Women's League plays in the summer, it can't take advantage of the situation. He points to professional tennis as proof that women's sports can make money, but Zimbalis says it'll take a creative business plan and aggressive marketing for the WNBA to capitalize on its potential and bring itself out of the shadow of the NBA. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in Minneapolis.